The push by fast food workers to make more than minimum wage has swept across the nation. And it's raised the question, can fast food restaurants actually pay their workers more than the $7.40 an hour minimum wage? If they do, will they last? Is it sustainable? The owners of fast food restaurant Moo Cluck Moo think the answer is yes. Moo Cluck Moo serves up burgers and chicken and shakes in Dearborn Heights in Wayne County. And starting wages at Moo Cluck Moo, $12 an hour. Joining me is the co-founder of Moo Cluck Moo, Brian Parker. Hello, Brian.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So you and your partner, Harry Morehouse, decided that you were not going to follow the fast food norm of minimum wage. Why was that?
Well, you know, quite honestly, when we opened up, I can tell you, I didn't really even know what minimum wage was. We just thought that starting people based on our business model and based on what type of food we're preparing and how we want our customer service to feel, we just thought that $12 an hour was a good starting pay for somebody that wanted to spend their time dedicating and focused and working with us and helping achieve that model. I've been reading a lot lately on response to some of the things that have been going on about Moo Cluck Moo and our wages.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, people are saying, oh, well, you know, just the burger flipper is a burger flipper. And boy, I'd love to challenge that. And I'd love people to come in and talk to me personally about, you know, what a burger flipper is and does versus what we're asking our team to do.
So what kind of applicants did your $12 an hour offer attract?
We've got a great cross-section, quite frankly. We have people of different ethnicities, different religious beliefs, and different backgrounds. The backgrounds basically are from the food industry, of course. But, you know, that all comes from different walks, different service, different types of food. And I think what attracted them was the concept. We tried to keep the menu very simple. We try to keep the offering very simple. And the key is doing it very, very well.
One of the issues that we hear about in this conversation about how much a fast food worker should make is that if workers are paid more, then cost rise. So is the food that your customers buy at Moo Cluck Moo, is it more expensive because of the higher wages?
I don't think it is. I think we're right in line with what we feel as a consumer, what a burger should cost. And what a chicken sandwich should cost.
So what would a good burger be at Moo Cluck Moo?
A good burger is $3, and if you add cheese and or bacon, it's an extra dollar.
Okay. So how are you managing to not have higher prices but yet still pay your employees and survive?
Well, we're constantly analyzing productivity. We're constantly analyzing the amount of people that it takes per day, per shift, per rush to, again, get the food prepared in a way that's healthy and consistent and savory. So my partner and I are watching every single day and monitoring sort of the ebb and flow of, you know, what constitutes a busy day, what constitutes a busy hour, and then we adjust our hours accordingly. And the other thing that we do is, of course, we want to make money in our endeavor so that we can grow, but we're not wallowing in funds and extra money that we don't want to share with the rest of the team. So I guess we want to spread the wealth.
Do you see yourself being able to actually increase what you're paying workers?
Oh, we'd love to. I mean, we started everybody at $12 an hour,
mm-hmm.
and a few of those people have stepped up and have taken on more responsibility and sort of spread themselves out a little bit more to get into other things in the operations. And right now I could say that our average worker is between $13 and $14 an hour. So we thought, why don't we just get up to $15 an hour and, you know, not create this false sense of bonus structure, and let's put the money on the table now. You know, let's let these people feel good about what they do. And also, on our part, it allows them insight into, you know, it shows our appreciation.
So you're going to 15 an hour?
We are definitely going to 15 an hour starting October 1st.
I know it hasn't been long since you opened in April, but how are you doing? And do you see this, do you see yourselves being able to add more locations?
We are definitely looking at adding more locations. So to answer your first question, we're doing great. This month, we look to September is turning a profit. We want to be profitable this month. We've spent a lot of time and dedication focused on advertising, you know, again, looking at the operations and looking at what we can do better, more efficiently. And in terms of growth, absolutely, we're all for it.
Well, Brian Parker, what do you think the fast food industry could take away from what you and Harry are doing with Moo Cluck Moo?
I think it's the underlying messages is recognize the engine room, recognize the people that are working hard to make things better, not only for their company, but for themselves. I think that's the underlying message here, is just looking at who your team is and showing them that we're all in this together and that we're all working hard.
Brian Parker, co-owner of Moo Cluck Moo, which is in Wayne County. Thanks for talking with us today, Brian.
Cynthia, thank you so much.